views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
You know, the day destroys the night, night divides the day.
All right, welcome to the Being Found Show, your radio help for finding better online marketing buying. You know, I'm having this issue across radio in general. So a couple years back, I decided, hey, I like radio. I have this thing, you know, I'm a techie guy. I'm like let me just tell you first. You're listening to the Being Found Show. I'm your host, Chauncey Allworth. This is my co-host, Jake.
Hey.
Okay, back to this. This is important. I'm like a techie guy, and I love techie stuff, but at the core, I'm also like a fixed, what's it called when you're fixed, or like when you quit something, I'm a recovered.
Oh, recovered. Okay.
I'm a recovering hoarder, and I don't know if that's accurate, but my wife would say it was, and I like a bunch of old retro stuff.
Okay, yeah.
And so as soon as like, so I used to have a newspaper here in town called the Reading Rag. And like basically an article came out like newspaper's dead, it's over. And I'm all, I should start a newspaper. And like an article comes out and it's just all radio's dead, it's over. And I'm all, I should get into radio.
You know?
It's like somehow as soon as everything's like the world's just all right, we don't care about that anymore. My anti-conformist attitude is like, oh, I'm allowed to like it.
Yeah. You got to be a little retro.
Yeah. You know, I'm rebellious. Good. But so I think I have taken to radio well. I feel comfortable on the mic, you know, I'm comfortable with all of it. The one thing that I'm having a hard time with is my slogans. You know, every radio show should have its catchphrase. And Joe had one, and I'm scared to ask him what it was, because like then he'll know that I haven't been using it for a year.
Go back to the first show and re-listen.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
See, maybe the fifth show, so Joe had it dialed in.
That's why you make the big bucks. Yeah, I didn't think about that. All right, so today on the Being Found Show, just to clarify, seeing how I don't have a great slogan for you, the Being Found Show is all about being found online for your buying audience. You know, there's a lot of ways to be found online, but the main focus is that you allow yourself to be found in the ways that your audience, your visitors work. You know, there are a lot of different types of people out there. And there are a lot of different demographics, and I'm not sure what you would call a demographic that cherry picks. You know, here we would call men and women, and you know, whites and blacks, and so on and so forth. But within that, there's like cherry picking of like, oh well, some people like to use email, and some people like to use text. I'm not sure if that would be a demographic that's cherry picked from other ones. You know.
Well, yeah.
But there are just so many ways that people like to do things, and the Being Found Show is really all about making sure that they can do it their way, because your job is to provide a service. I think I came up with this last week where I was telling business owners, you're not doing your customers a favor. They're doing you a favor. You are providing a service, and by them choosing you, they're doing you a favor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's nothing. And, you know, so we have to be available to them no matter how they look.
Yeah, absolutely.
So somehow we need to condense all that down to one sentence so we can just say that at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
All right, how are you doing this week?
I'm not doing bad. I woke up last night to one of my children puking, so.
Oh, yeah. Is this your first potential flu with the kids?
No, kids get sick like once a week.
Oh yeah.
So this is like my eighth rodeo in a year.
Have you ever seen Outbreak?
Outbreak with the monkeys?
Yeah.
You know, it's been a while, but yeah.
Yeah, I always referred to Harley, my daughter, as the Ebola monkey. Like, she would come home from school and basically, you know, we'd all like stand in the other room and watch her for like 20 minutes to make sure that we could go around her.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
She's sitting there wiping snot from her nose or something.
Seriously. Like, yeah, it's bad. you take your kids into a public restroom and you can't do enough yelling, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah.
Don't touch that. No.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Do you know what that is?
They're all, you have fun. It's fun.
Yeah.
Did you see the pink hockey puck in the toilet, Dad? Yeah, totally. All right, so today's show, we're going to deal with Google My Business. You know, there's been a lot of changes to Google My Business. Jake and I, we work together on a lot of projects, and we have another person that works with us who's possibly out there, Andrea.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrea has suggested that we sort of go over some of the changes and really what you can do with Google My Business. Now, I guess the first thing that we need to say, we're coming up on break, so I will tell you here, what is Google My Business? Google is basically a search engine. Google is in the business of data. They collect data off of people, off of websites, and they serve that data back up to people. They don't sell your data. They serve their website back up to people, and their search engine and advertisement network is how they really make money. You know? Now, they've moved on to science and other things, and, you know, they may make money off of self-driving cars or some sort of other stuff like that. But Google the website, that's really its business model. Collect data, use that data to serve results to people, and make money off of ads in the process. Now, in order to get your business on there, there's something called Google My Business. You sign up with Google, and you put your stuff in there, and Google sort of, it allows Google to not only know more about you, but also to verify that you are really you and that you really care and that you're really involved and that you're going to be there if somebody calls between specific hours. So that's what Google My Business is. And I think that if you're not on there, you need to be on there. If you're getting phone calls about how you're not on there and you need to hurry up and do that, you should probably hang up and, you know, ask other business owners, look around locally, stuff like that. Basically, we're in the business of SEO. Somebody who's cold calling you probably doesn't know a huge amount about SEO because they've resorted to cold calling you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. So that's probably not, you know, if you're looking for a good cold call company, you might ask them, you know, who they work with, but you're not, you're looking for SEO. So, one thing that Google My Business has really done is sort of changed everything to the point where, Google My Business probably even shouldn't, I don't know if I'm ready to say this yet, but is moving towards a place where Google My Business won't be managed by the SEO company. It'll be managed by the business because there's so much personal and daily interactive stuff that's going into Google My Business that they're really sort of throwing a hand out to businesses saying, like, look, you can use us as a really sort of simple, quick marketing tool,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
And you should, you know, personally, I would say that you should still work with a marketing company. You should just do the one thing that every business doesn't do and actually have a marketing plan where we know what's going on month to month. We can share your specials, you know, think ahead, but a lot of small businesses, you know, I mean, I understand, and as parents, we understand, you know, we're flying by the seat of our pants a lot mm-hmm. of the time, you know. So I think as a marketing company, I think Jake and I could benefit from this as well, and that sort of push the concept of a marketing schedule on people for them to help decide on. Yeah. And then we're going to move forward, and every month when we have our meeting or whatever, we can address the marketing schedule and see if there's any changes, you know.
But, mm-hmm.
but that's something we should probably really be pushing hard.
Yeah, probably.
All right, so that's off topic. We're coming up on break here. We're talking about Google My Business. When we come back, we're going to talk about why you need it and what's new with it. You're listening to the Being Found Show.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the Age of Jive. Where have you been hiding out lately? You can't dress classy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise America?
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 960.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Back to the Being Found show. We're talking about Google My Business. Now we're going to address quickly, theoretically quickly, why you need it. I guess I should throw in that in talk radio, nothing is actually addressed all that quickly. I guess that's what you're here for, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Why do you need Google My Business? Because Google is smart. That's why. Google has taken over your website. Just in the past, like, 6 months, we've seen, like a 400% jump in involvement with Google My Business. So basically, Google uses something called the knowledge graph. You know, we search for something and we see a listing of search results. And we think, oh, well, that's what the page is. The page is search results. Actually, the page is what's called the knowledge graph. Search results are always there. That's what we expect from Google. But part of the knowledge graph would be to maybe fill in other aspects of the knowledge graph. And for Google to control the internet, it would be to fill in every part of the knowledge graph and have you accustomed to that. So they're slowly throwing out bits, you know. One part of the knowledge graph onto the side is Google My Business. And so when I search for Jake's Business Cloud Potential, on the right-hand side, up will come Cloud Potential, and it will show you the address, show you the phone number, give you all the stuff. This is what we're talking about today for the most part. And so within the past, like, 6 months, we've seen a 400 percent growth in the fact that people are no longer clicking to go to the website. They're just clicking in the knowledge graph, mm-hmm. in the Google My Business. Now, it used to be that if you didn't have a website, you didn't show up in the knowledge graph. Google My Business has changed all that. They've even created a situation where you could not have a website and actually get a decent amount of marketing from this, you know. So that's why you need to be there, is basically Google is trying to show you off. And if you're not in there, Google can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in fact, if you don't have a Google My Business, there used to be a time where you'd show up in the knowledge graph, but I bet you now you just wouldn't show up at all if you didn't have one.
Yeah, you know, Google, they have, they're, like you said, very smart. Yeah. They know what people are looking for when they search. They know the information people want to know first. They've tailored Google My Business to be those answers, and they're really trying to poke and prod business owners along. Hey,
right,
you should fill this out.
Right.
You know, every time I go onto my Google My Business account, it says, oh, by the way, if you do this, people tend to get more things. You know, they're really saying, hey, we know what we're doing. Just do what we tell you, and you'll get more business. So it's kind of a neat thing, I think.
I agree. And I should also throw out that earlier I was talking about the phone calls that everybody's giving people. Google's policy is they will never, ever call you unless you prompted them to do so.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody calls you up and acts like they're Google, saying that there's a problem with your Google My Business, it is not Google. Google will never call you unless you tell them to call you.
Yeah.
It just won't happen. All right, so what are some of these new features? You know, we've gone over some of these earlier this year when they were starting to happen, but here we are coming up on the end of the year. And so some of these we might be going over again. First up this year was Google's Q&A features. Q&A features allow customers to ask a question directly within the business listing. These questions can be upvoted, which will play into how each one will rank within your Q&A section. That's in Google My Business. As a business owner, you can log into your Google Maps mobile app to respond to these questions or flag non-legitimate comments or complaints. Flagging complaints for anybody out there who's just a, what, you know, free internet, we should be able to do whatever we want. This is the Google's Q&A features, so complaints don't go here. There is a place for complaints, but Q&A is like, I have a question about your product mm-hmm. or service, and we're going to answer it. That's why an owner is able to flag one. This was kind of why I was saying earlier that eventually a lot of this is going to be moved into the business owner's hands, because especially if you're a marketing firm that deals with multiple clients, you know, maybe you have 60 clients and 10 people working for you. Maybe you have 160 clients and 10 people working for you. Answering those Q&A questions with a valuable answer would be incredibly difficult.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and to move quickly and stuff like that, you know, the business owner can straight get a text saying, hey, this just came in here, let's answer it, or your communications person, depending on how big your business is.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're an owner-operator, you could just straight get it and respond with a text and actually have your answers live up on there. You know, so this is one of the reasons why I'm saying, like, you know, business owners should be a little bit more involved with the marketing than what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying the one thing as a business owner you shouldn't do is hop in there and be all like, here's what we should be doing with marketing. That's not it. It's like you say, what can we be doing with marketing? And your marketing company lays out the whole plan. And you say, well, we have the resources and assets for 1, 5, 7, and 9. You know, and then you start there and you slowly build the rest. But, you know, I am definitely not saying that a business owner should be in charge of their marketing. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and difficult. I mean,
yeah, it's straight. It's just straight ridiculous.
Yeah.
The idea that I'm going to be in charge of anything that I just really don't know how to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a 40-year-old man. I run a marketing business. You know, that's like saying my toilets need new piping through my building, and I'm just going to be in charge of that. I'm going to manage that project because, you know, I'm smart. I am smart, but I'm still not going to manage the piping project through my house.
Yeah.
Google relaunched the visible business descriptions. This is something that was actually around for quite some time, where you put in a brief description of your business, and it would show up there. It actually sort of went away as this sort of Google My Business graph within the knowledge graph. They took that section out. That section is now back in there, but a lot bigger. You can do up to 750 characters, but it's really probably only going to show about 200 and then truncate it, and they can click read more or something. Mm-hmm. You know? So you want to get your good message up there at the top.
Yeah. And I got to say, I'm surprised with all these new improvements. I just kind of watching Google My Business over the years. It used to be you'd start your Google My Business, and it would all fit on the first fold of the screen.
Right.
When you found your search.
Oh, yeah.
Now you can scroll for like three pages.
Yeah.
Google My Business just keeps going. The more involved you are, the bigger your footprint.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty cool thing.
And the column's like a third of the page.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's like everything right there.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Google Posts. This is share your latest product releases, upcoming event, or announcement. Through this new feature, Google Posts are an easy way to share an image and a 100 to 300 word blurb that shows up in your listing. Go to the dashboard, click on Posts, publish it, and it's up there for like a week, and then you have to replace it. Let's see. I made a note here. One pro tip from Lunametrics is to make sure to include a tracking link with the Google Post button. This will allow you to measure the ROI on your efforts. Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah.
I see why I made that note.
It's a good note.
Right. So using Google Analytics, you can basically add a query string to any link and use that to track that button as it was clicked. And basically that will allow you to click a button in Google Analytics and see exactly what traffic went and from where that button got your stuff. It's sort of like any business owner who has Google Analytics knows, oh, that shows me what went on my site. But it allows you to track your efforts off-site with links.
There you go.
The message feature. So earlier we said there was the Q&A, and you couldn't complain on the Q&A. The message feature is where you can complain. but you can also really sort of get quick answers. This is a big feature for sort of professional services and sort of installation size products now. To have a chat box when I go to a lawyer's website, or to have a chat box when I'm going to go to a site to get industrial size generators for my building. You know, stuff where people really sort of need immediate questions for high dollar items.
Mm-hmm.
These chat boxes are already really big on websites. You know, I think we have a couple of lawyer websites where definitely the first thing that pops up, it's huge. It's an eyesore at the top. It's massive. It says chat with us now. And as a web developer, I'm all, I hate this thing. It's ugly.
Yeah.
But as far as marketing and conversion, people love it.
Yeah.
Because they can get immediate answers.
Yeah.
So now the point is you can do it from your Google My Business. And so all that traffic that might have been bouncing because it was too hard to specifically ask a question is now on Google My Business for you.
That's right.
All right. So we got just a few more minutes till the break. All right. So this is a good one. I wanted to cover this one pretty quick. The Google Small Thanks tool. This really is another example of how Google is trying to make it so a business owner can do this without a marketing company. The Google Small Business tool basically takes your reviews and all your stuff that goes on in Google My Business and basically pre-makes posters and door stickers and stuff like that for you where you can, like you go to a business, you see the Yelp thing and rated this on Yelp. You know, you can print all that stuff off. You can print off your reviews and have like a branded Google thing.
Yeah, when I first saw that, I thought, yeah, it's a little cheesy, but it's kind of cool, I guess.
Well, it is cheesy, but, I think that's us looking through marketing eyes and not through consumer eyes. You know, I think a consumer sees that as credibility.
Yeah.
All right, you're listening to The Being Found Show. Come on back. We're talking about Google My Business. Fun, fun, fun.
I catch a paper boy who things don't really change. I'm standing in the wind. Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation's annual Turkey Trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center to register, or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. There's the Diesel Horse Dash for the Little Gobblers, the 2-mile walk fun run for the entire family, and this year's timed race will be a rerouted 4.49 miles due to the trail damage from the car fire. Register by November 16th. Join the largest community run and walk Thanksgiving morning, the Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation Turkey Trot. A portion of this year's event will benefit Sacramento River Trail fire restoration projects.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Okay, turkey?
Check.
Stuffing?
Check.
Pie?
Sure, got good old pumpkin.
Well, I'd rather have apple, or maybe a cream pie, or maybe a little of each.
Well, now what do I do?
Go to Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive and order a 4-pack for just $19.99. That way, everyone gets their favorite pie this year.
Okay, I'm off to feed the inner bear.
Oh, hey, and don't forget to add in their limited holiday pie, candy cane chocolate cream pie.
Black Bear Diner.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Back to the Being Found show. We're talking about Google My Business, a lot of the updates that they've had this year and how you should be using it, whether you have a marketing company or not. I would say that no matter what, whatever you put in there, if it's a date, I mean, if it has to do with an address, phone number, or business name, put it in right the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. That is the number one thing that you need to do. Everything else, go ahead and dabble, learn, get in there, figure it out, do your stuff. But when you put in your business name, make sure it's your business name. Don't say like, oh, well, that's how we say it. No, you put in your exact match business name, your exact match address, and your exact match phone number. Everything else, have fun. All right. So, dates. this is kind of why I started with my patriarchal warning, you know. I like the Google My Business feature where it has the days that you're open and the times.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's how Google works. Those days and those open times are not only going to show up in your Google My Business, they're also going to help you show up in the Map Pack. The Map Pack is the part of the knowledge graph where you see the map with the businesses above what would be called the organic search results.
Mm-hmm.
Google will never serve up nothing. You will never type in a search unless you put quotes around it because you're looking for an exact thing where Google says, oh, we don't have nothing for you. So basically they're showing you businesses that are open, but if I were to search for, you know, I don't know, a morning coffee shop at midnight, they might all show up as closed, but they'll still show up.
Yeah.
You know, so I really like that. When I go to look for something, they try to show me what's open, but if nothing's open, they show me what's closed and when it's going to open. And I really actually like that one. I can see how it's frustrating for marketers and definitely varies the results mm-hmm. on a regular basis. But. So the new thing that Google has added is business opening dates. So let's say you're out there and you're about to start a new business. You can get all this stuff set up. You can get all this stuff going and actually give yourself a kickoff date. And mm-hmm. Google will start showing you the results of, like, this business opens soon and blah, blah, blah. So let's say I'm starting Chauncey's Doodad Shop. I don't want to open my shop. And I'm committed to marketing. Most businesses should be committed to marketing. So I'm starting Chauncey's Doodad Shop, and I'm committed to marketing. I don't want to start paying rent and then start marketing. I want to start marketing before while I'm setting up the shop, while I'm doing all this stuff, I want to start a buzz.
Yeah.
And so people are all, oh, have you heard of Chauncey's Doodad Shop? And they're just all, yeah, man, that's awesome.
They're going to have
doodads. And the other dude's just all like, oh, man, I haven't, what the hell's a doodad? Who the heck's a Chauncey? You know, so they go in and they search. Up until this year, there would have been no business knowledge graph for them.
Mm-hmm.
But now they can have this business knowledge graph that says coming soon and blah, blah, blah. And, hey, we open on this date. And frankly, I don't imagine this one happening for very long because I can see a lot of people taking advantage of it and never actually opening a business.
It's going to be hard. I think Google's really going to have to decide, yeah, is this really of any value? Are people going to want to learn knowledge about a business that is yet to be open, especially in a time and place when, you know, we're talking about micro moments when they're searching, they want something now.
Right.
If I were to say, oh, you know, I really need a doodad.
Right.
And I looked it up and I saw Chauncey's store is opening in 3 weeks. I'd say, well, no, I want a doodad today.
Well, I think that Chauncey's store is opening in the 3 weeks would only show up if I was looking for doodads in Reading and nobody else had any doodads at all. You know, I think it would only show up for a branded search. Like I if see. I search for Chauncey's doodads, okay. Like the branded name of my business.
Because of the market. That makes a lot more
That's
sense.
Just my guess. I didn't read this, but my guess is that it would work that way. But still, it sort of seems like you could sort of utilize that to gain some extra weight for a website that you just basically turned out for some sort of backlinking purpose, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Seems abusable in that way. All right, so moving on, this is a big one. Setting your service area has changed in Google. Anybody who has been doing my Google My Business knows how it's worked this whole time along. You put in your address. You can either do a service area or you – so if people come to you, you have a business. People come to you, you put in your address. Then they use directions, blah, 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 so on and so forth. They see your address. They get to you.
Mm-hmm.
If you service them, you put in a service area and a radius, and it will create a circle around it. It no longer is going to work this way. Google has made changes on how it handles service area businesses who visit and deliver to local communities. They are now separate fields in Google My Business for you to edit your business address and your service area. When you update your business information, you'll have the option to enter your address, service area, or both. You can no longer set your service area as a radius. It will now be set with, like, city names, zip codes, and so on and so forth. If you previously entered a distance around your business, you won't be able to edit it. Instead, you'll need to specify your service area by region, city, or zip code.
I think that makes sense.
Totally
makes sense. You know, and I think it also means more work for people like you and I.
Yeah.
We're going to have to collect that more data and enter it in. But, yeah, it totally makes sense. We work with a guy who does Dish and DirecTV installations. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you set your service area for 50 miles away.
Right.
I mean, that includes, you know, a city you can jump on I-5 and be there in 45 minutes. But it also includes someone at the top of a mountain in at Weaverville.
Right.
There's a difference. You may not be able to make money at one of those, and you can on the other. So not lumping them together, yeah, probably a good choice.
Yeah, something I've run into that I think this will really help is that businesses in industrial parks, a lot of the time when I've worked with, definitely outside of the Reading area, but even out here where you might live outside of Reading city limits and you're trying to establish a business that services Reading,
yeah,
but you live outside of the city limits, or sometimes these business parks in larger cities are not considered part of the city. So it's like you'll look at the city map. It's all highlighted red except for this little square where your business is located that you're trying to market. Yeah. You know, and it's like you're just all, wait a second.
In a black hole.
Right, and they're just all, oh, this doesn't count as being in the city, you know, and you're just all like, I don't know if that's really going to help. So regional stuff, it also really sort of helps mid-sized businesses that have regional locations, regional offices, and so on and so forth, you know, to sort of separate, hey, this is representative of our area. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't serve a customer at your business address, leave the address field blank and enter your service area. If you service customers at your business address, but also have a service area, enter both. And that's straight from, I don't know. I don't understand the term straight from a horse's mouth, so I hesitate saying it.
Well, yeah, I don't either. Now that you mention it.
Yeah.
Is Google a horse?
Is
this a reference to that Ed show from the 1940s?
It was called Mr. Ed.
Oh.
And his life partner was Wilbur. He'd be a Wilbur. All right, Google My Business Insights, add branded search to reporting. So before you could see if customers who found your listing searching for your business name or address would be a direct search. A discovery search would be customers who find your listing searching for a category, product, or service, which is, you know, most of what small and mid-level business is doing because we don't have the branding to back it up. And everybody can say, oh, well, then you need the branding. People just don't have a care about branding on that level of business. I'm not saying that you shouldn't do that. It should be something that you're slowly establishing, but it definitely shouldn't be the first thing on your list. You know, get yourself a logo, get yourself a font that you like, get yourself two colors, and really sort of move on to the rest of marketing that needs to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Google My Business Insights, the analytics within the local dashboard, now lets you filter your analytics to show how many people in your business went there through branded searches. So that's customers who find your listing searching for a brand related to your business. This is a big deal, and it might be a little confusing. We're coming up on break here, but I'm just going to say it quick. So let's say that I sell doodads, and people are all about Jake's Doodads brand. And if people are getting to my business from those searches, I know that I need to stock more. I know I need to invest more in that brand. It really sort of connects businesses, and it totally helps you on an SEO level to know what brands people are searching for that you offer.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you're listening to the Being Found Show. We are talking about Google My Business. Come on back.
Did you really compromise the decision? The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
So sentimental, not sentimental, no romantic, not disgusting.
All right, welcome back to the Being Found Show. We're talking about Google My Business and how you can take full advantage of it, whether you have a marketing company or not. Google My Business Attributes is the next one that really sort of came out this year, and it's been slowly expanding, so I'm not really sure when the excitement happened here. But I guess the newest thing is they have a clear button. So, like, if you add a bunch of attributes, you can now clear them out. Before, you weren't allowed to remove them. It's always amazing to me when these big companies are just all like, oh, yeah, you can enter it once, but there's no editing.
Yeah, so don't get it wrong. Right.
That's not a difficult functionality to put in. You know? All right, so a bistro. So Google My Business attributes are basically just kind of keywords or tags that you would put in associated with that business, service, or product. So like a bistro in a restaurant category might be able to add attributes like gluten-free options, outdoor seating, a URL to the menu, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so each category is going to have their own stuff.
I think they also added, like, you could say veteran-owned business or right. or female-owned business, that sort of thing.
Right. So there's, like, a social section also where you can throw that stuff
yeah.
in, you know, veteran-owned business, female-owned business. I'm not sure what else was in there.
LGBTQ-owned business, I think, was one of them.
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah, I haven't seen much, actually. You know, you would have thought that would have made much more of a buzz around the marketing community, but really it kind of made a buzz in the newspapers, but the marketing community just
kind of moved on. Don't get me wrong. I mean, they use it and stuff like that. It just was not a discussion topic, really, for the marketing community, other than, like, hey, there's new attributes. So to the marketing community, pickup and drive-through was, like, equally as important as the button to click. You know, it's like,
yes, finally.
I guess it just shows you, you know, that money's its own language.
Yes.
So, if you're a hotel, it might give you the option of fitness centers, dogs allowed, and so on and so forth. Let's try to hit something here that might be an example. So, offerings, you're a restaurant, you got pickup, drive-through, et cetera, stuff like that. Let's say you do something with crowds, you know, once again, like a restaurant or a bar or nightclub or something like that. You know, are you friendly? Do you have private dining, you know? Highlights. Lots of TVs, you know, atmosphere, is it casual, is it noisy, you know, just little things like that so that people basically can pick up on those cues and keywords. Because I think business owners a lot of the time like be all, well, nobody's going to read that. And I don't know the right words. Maybe their ego doesn't, but their id does. I don't know what words they are, but basically they're registering what they're seeing. And those words are meaning something to them. They're skimming it. Yeah. They may not be registering that they read that exactly, but they're reading it.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm kind of thinking about other citation companies who pick up on this sort of thing. You know, people use these filtering options specifically when they're traveling. You know, and this is dependent on the business.
Yeah,
but we talked about restaurants and hotels just now. Those are two things that are critical to know.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, I use all sorts of aspects on my phone that I would never use. I use, like, walking maps, you know, when I'm in Sacramento or something. You know, I'm just all like, oh, you know, I'm walking through the streets. And I would never use that in Reading. Of course, there's no place to walk here, but, you know, other than trails, there's no, like, city walking.
Which are now, like, charred remains of trails.
Yeah, some of them are.
After the summer.
Yeah. So, yeah, attributes, very important, getting those keywords out there and getting the message out there to people. The final thing that we will address here is Google My Business lets businesses add products to their listings now.
Before,
when you added your updates and your posts, basically earlier we talked about adding posts, which is kind of like a little one-off blog, you can now add products to that. Basically, people can link directly and see your product. This is especially great. It's going to be a bit of an argument for those companies that offer four products. You know, which ones are we putting up? But if you are somebody who has a single product that represents you, this is awesome. You know, it's awesome for everybody. But especially if you're a single product, like even a single great product category, like I sell T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can have this one great thing or like, you know, I sell burritos. You know, it's like you can have this one great thing.
Now, I haven't done a lot of looking into this new offering. I mean, can you upload an entire library of products, or are you limited in the number?
I think you can upload a few and make selections.
Okay.
But I think more so what you're doing is connecting out in a post fashion, and it's sort of like automated pulling it in.
Okay.
But if you do sell a large selection of products, like Jake and I, we have a fair amount of clients on Shopify, which Shopify will pump right out to Google Shopping.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if you're pulling them in via Google Shopping or not.
And that's kind of what I was getting at. I wonder if like different searches will result in different products showing up in your Google.
No, I don't think so. I think this is the same as like a post. It's like a featured thing, and that's, you know, because it's less of a dynamic search feature and more of a branding feature. Like this is what I want up there to represent us. So it's more of a branding feature for a business. So I get what you're saying. All right, so there it is. You know, I think that Google My Business is something that you just have to be involved with. You don't have a choice. If you have a business of any sort and you want people to find you, you have to be involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and whether you have a marketing company or not, if you do have a marketing company, My suggestion would be to just get involved with your marketing. Have some sort of a schedule.
Yeah.
The best way to start is to come up with 12 numbers, January through December. And for each one of those things, say, here's what the focus of that month will be, and allow it to evolve. Once you get done with that, come up with a list of 52 numbers. Now you got weeks, and you can do that. And there you go, you're done. You know, if you get to the point where you can do it by days, well, you're making a lot more money than I am. You know.
Yeah.
If you can come up with a 365-day marketing calendar for everything that your business has to offer, you got yourself one successful business.
Yeah.
So work your way towards that. There's a lot of ways to set up our goals and ways that this is going to happen. And there it is. So you have been listening to the Being Found Show. Thanks for checking us out.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. With the devastation from a wildfire nearly wiping out their town of Paradise, California, some there are questioning whether it will ever be rebuilt. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honea says he fears more people may have died in the campfire than the nine who are already known.
This was a devastating fire, and if you've been up in the area, you absolutely know that. You know how quickly it came through the Paradise area. And so I fear that it will be a continual duty of mine to come in and update these figures. My hope is that's not the case, but I think we have to be prepared for that.
Many people are still missing. One who survived, Kathy Fallon, saw for herself just how quickly those flames can rush in.
The neighbor's house was burning, and then within 5 to 10 minutes, it was coming. And, you know, what do you do?
The fire continues to burn around the now empty Sierra Nevada foothill town. Meanwhile, a grim update today from local officials farther south in Southern California, in the Los Angeles area, where it's now confirmed at least two people have died from the big wildfire burning in that area. It's doubled in size, despite a respite today from the high winds they forecast to speed up again tomorrow. President Trump exchanging pleasantries today with the French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris.
I just want to thank you very much for the graciousness you so beautifully received. We were so beautifully received last night. We look forward to spending the next day and a half with you.
The President and Mrs. Trump in France to mark the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. The White House, meanwhile, forced to call off President Trump's scheduled visit to a World War I cemetery because of poor weather conditions. The President had been slated today to visit the American Cemetery about 50 miles east of the French capital, but it's been raining all day and the weather prevented the President from taking the helicopter to the site. More of these stories from townhall.com.
Let's talk about your business for a minute. Think about all the things you're doing to attract the best talent. Between the networking events and referral bonuses, you're probably spending plenty of time and money to find the right people. But what if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce is mobile and active, and they want an office designed around the way they work. And Varidesk makes it easy. Varidesk standing desk solutions help you create an active workspace where employees can stand and move, so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. Our full line of active office products are constructed with commercial-grade materials and require little to no assembly, so they're easy to set up and move. Companies of any size can have a Varidesk active workspace. Ordering is simple. Shipping is free. And our 30-day guarantee means if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. Learn more about Varidesk active workspace solutions at varidesk.com/radio. That's varidesk.com/radio.
New York State is moving toward a ban on the sale of flavored electronic cigarettes.
A spokesman for New York's governor says a ban on the sale of flavored electronic cigarettes would be aimed at curbing their use by teenagers. When the state started tracking high school vaping in 2014, a little more than 10% reported doing it. Now it's more than a quarter. Vaping doesn't create the same risk of lung disease as smoking does, but the state health department says quick action is needed to head off a lifetime of addiction to nicotine, which some researchers say can harm developing brains. The department published proposed regulations for banning e-cigarettes, but withdrew them to allow more time for legal review. Warren Levinson, New York.
Regulators in Virginia have delayed voting on a permit for a natural gas pumping station in an historic African-American community. That pumping station will be part of the 600-mile-long Atlantic Coast Pipeline. It's being built in West Virginia, Virginia, and North Carolina by a coalition led by Dominion Energy. More from townhall.com. The late-night comedians are finding President Trump a very easy target, and there's no sign of them letting up, according to this report from correspondent George Bonzani.
After heated exchanges this week with White House reporters, President Trump had this to say about decorum within the White House.
You have to treat the presidency with respect.
But this standard doesn't apply to the four network late-night TV comics for whom the president is fair game. The Center for Media and Public Affairs at George Mason University in Virginia has tallied the numbers for those shows. The president has broken his own record for being the butt of their jokes. In 2017, he was the target for 3,128, almost double the 2016 mark of 1816, when he was then just a candidate. The previous record, President Bill Clinton in 1998, during his scandal with a White House intern.
That is correspondent George Bonzani reporting. More on these stories from townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning to Manning the Watch. I have the watch for the next hour. This is Doc Williams. And once again, I have my dad, Bud, with me. We were going to have a show. We were going to talk about VA benefits and different subjects like that this morning. But I think we are going to change and talk about the car fire. The fire down in
the campfire.
Too many fires to try to remember right now. Car fire and Delta fire and Hertz and whatnot. Specifically down there in Paradise at the campfire, I wanted to talk about that because I worked down in Chico for the last 5 years running the Veterans Resource Center down there. Did a lot of business and a lot of people, housed a lot of veterans and all up there in those hills. And, you know, all those homes are gone. We were just discussing, you know, the whole city of Paradise, you know, chunks of it gone. Not to be there anymore. We were just listening to a commercial right before we came on air, somebody saying that they don't believe Paradise will ever be able to rebuild. I have to right now believe that. When they had the fire a number of years ago up there, it didn't get into downtown. It didn't destroy the economic basis of the community up there. You and I know, Tom and his wife up there, their house is gone. You know, they no longer have a home up there.
So they're homeless.
And they are homeless, and that is a homeless veteran right now. Now, I know Tom, they have other vacation spots, and hopefully they got out in plenty of time and went to that. But this morning on KRCRTV.com, that's since the car fire. That's the web page that's on my phone that I watch and keep an eye on. It said this morning at 8 a.m. the fire was over 100,000 acres, 20% contained. And you and I were having a conversation this morning with a young man at Starbucks. What does containment mean? I don't know. I don't work in that industry, and I couldn't give that kid an answer. But we do know all those men and women that are out there working that fire, doing their best. You know, they're just not out there sitting around.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how these guys are doing it. They go from one to the other and don't get absolutely completely exhausted.
I think the exhaustion is part of it, and they're just laid out, which is why they bring so many, you know, force and numbers, and that is the only way we can deal with it is to have many people. One of the things this morning it also said was 9 deaths. I do not believe that was any firefighters. I think that was just civilians, if you will, running around. 15,000 structures remain threatened. 6,453 residents have been lost. 260 commercial structures have been lost. That's a lot. That's a whole economic basis right there.
Yeah, I don't know what the population is up there.
I don't remember what their main source of income up there is. Of course, it was probably logging back in the day or anything like that. A lot of rental homes, a lot of summer homes, spring homes up there. It's beautiful during the spring and during the winter up there. I really liked it up there, the big trees and all. When I was online this morning, I was looking at some Twitter and Facebook posts and all. One of the pictures that stood out to me was Skyway, was on the Skyway, and I forget the cross street, but the business right there, it's Antiques and Collectibles. I've been in that store, so that kind of hit me a little bit. It's like I've been there. I've gone in and talked to the owners of all of those businesses on that road over those years. And got to know them and to help them with any homeless community that they had up there. So to see that building partially burned down, the only thing that's left is one corner with a sign that says Antiques and Collectibles. That kind of that hit me more than the car fire hit me. Not that the car fire didn't, you know, it was right here in our backyard, literally in my backyard. But that was a business of people that I know that no longer have an income now.
Yeah, that's a big retirement area up there too, isn't it?
I think, yeah, there's a lot of, like Tom and his wife, you know, they're retired. He was an awesome helicopter pilot, you know, and also, yeah, I mean, there, you know, Mexican restaurant that I would eat at when I would be up there, it's gone. Someone, when we were talking to Carrie this morning, you know, she was saying the hospital, part of the hospital is gone. Something at the high school is burned down. I think the wedding, our friends that got, the Air Force friends of ours that got married down there, I think the church that they got married at is gone. You know, so that kind of hits home. That's close.
Yeah, it makes it real when you've been there, you know the people, and all of a sudden it's just not there anymore.
Not there. You know, I don't want to dwell on it, but it's hard not to. It's hard not to when we just went through all of these fires up here, and we're just starting to you know, see the daylight, if you will, from our fires here, especially you, because you live in Anderson. You see those dump trucks all day, every day, going out to the dump, and they're taking all of that refuge from up on the hills. I know they're going down that back road, you know, behind your house, going headed out to the dump. So you get to hear and see that. You know.
Oh yeah, starting about 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, yes. And every time I come through town into Anderson, it's just one right after the next after the next. I was eating lunch, you know, at the burger joint down there, and we're sitting outside, and another gentleman that was sitting there eating, we were talking about it, and in 15 minutes, we counted so many of those dump trucks, we just stopped counting, because we got up to like 50, you know, and it just felt like a few minutes. So we're still dealing with that, and then now, you know, this is happening down in Paradise, and we just looked online here in the studio, and it looks like the fire line has gone all the way down to Highway 99, which right on this other side of Highway 99 is Durham, you know, and then we have people in Durham, you know,
yeah.
We've got, you know, Sean and his family and, you know, and Rick and all those guys. So that's even more now. And that's wrapping around the bottom of Chico, not to say that that's not going to cut and run right into the south side or the east side of Chico there.
Yeah. Well, Linda was making a comment last night that we're surrounded. I mean, there's been fires all the way around us. We're just lucky.
Yes, yes, we're just lucky.
Lucky.
Right now, out at my house, you live in the kind of in the heart of Anderson, but that's now we're watching a town disappear. So even living in the middle of Anderson is not a barrier anymore. I mean, if you can go through. Paradise is a little different than Anderson. There, you know, there's much more vegetation and much closer to the wilderness, if you will. But that doesn't mean that, you know, Cottonwood, you know, out where I live, out past Cottonwood, you know, I'm out in the middle of nowhere. There's all those scrub oaks and everything all the way around us. Those things go, they go. So it has made Aileen, who's not with us this morning, you know, she's really started thinking about that as we do have to revisit what we talked about last year of we have defendable space around our house. We have had the Cal Fire guys out there on Bowman Road come and look at the property. So, you know, it's nice having that and them come out and be able to give, yeah, we can defend your house a little bit. So, anyways, when we come back, we're going to go to a break here in a few seconds. And when we come back from that break, we're going to probably talk a little bit more about the car fire, or sorry, the campfire, and we'll move on to some other subjects.
Attention all hands.
Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know. Nationally, and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation's annual turkey trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center to register, or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. There's the diesel horse dash for the little gobblers, the 2-mile walk fun run for the entire family, and this year's timed race will be a rerouted 4.49 miles due to the trail damage from the car fire. Register by November 16th. Join the largest community run and walk Thanksgiving morning, the Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation Turkey Trot. A portion of this year's event will benefit Sacramento River Trail fire restoration projects.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club. This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Welcome back to Manning the Watch and a little bit of Born in the USA there. What a great song to listen to coming back from commercial break. Well, we just want to touch a little bit real quick and finish up on the campfire and not the car fire, the campfire. It's only taken me 15 minutes to get that straight. Some folks may notice if you listened to our show last week, which was our first show, Aileen and Frank are not with us today. They are both up in the parade up in Shasta Lake City, the Veterans Day Parade. I believe the owner of the studio, Carl Bott, is up there as well. Frank is the, what do you say, the Grand Marshal?
Grand Marshal.
Like that, yeah. I know he went and got himself a nice new jacket for it and all. Aileen is up there because her Cub Scout Pack 107 is up there representing. We got the Cub Scout flag out this morning. So, and then Davis, our son, who's with Troop 42, is up there as well. So I hope they're doing all right up there. As far as with the fire, we'll just touch on it just again here real quick. If anybody is needing resources for it, I'm sure a lot of Chico is not in operation right now. Just like here, when with all that smoke and stuff, it just stay home. It's better for you. But KRCRTV.com. I've said that earlier. That's my go-to station. I like the folks that work over there, and it's easy for me to listen to them. On their webpage, they have a list of places for evacuees to go if you're looking for somebody, where they possibly may be scattered out through some parts in Chico, all the way down into Yuba City and whatnot. Now, as far as veteran support, I hope that my old office, that they're not there. You know that, well, it's Saturday anyways, they wouldn't be there, but I know the Reading office will be able to help too. Come around, you know, Tuesday, because I know they'll be closed Monday as well. Everybody can reach out to the VRC offices here in Reading and down in Chico, and hopefully it hasn't gotten to that part of Chico, because that is on the north west side of town. If it's gotten there, then we've lost Chico as well.
Yeah, well, wait 15 minutes and we'll find out.
Yeah, that's we never know. And depending on which way the wind is blowing and whatnot. So, you know, the VRC is there to help vets, especially in this situation like we did in car fire. We've done it in the past. You know, the main office is over in Santa Rosa where the big fire was last year. They helped a lot of folks over there as well. They have a website, Veterans Resource Centers of America. You can just look them up, whatever city, and they'll be able to help with any veterans issues. They'll be able to direct where there may be funding for, you know, emergency housing or anything. That's what they get paid for. That's what I got paid for almost 10 years. So, you know, I no longer work for them. I'm happily retired, you know, but they're still a resource in the community. And then, you know, there's always CAL FIRE websites and any other news. I know Channel 12 down in Chico has probably not gone off the air since it's happened.
Yeah, and for the people who have lost their way of communicating with their computers, you've always got the libraries.
Yes.
Utilize them. They're there. That's what they're there for. And if you don't have a library card, don't worry about it. Go in, show your ID. You've got a library card in 5 minutes. And they'll tell you how to get on the computer so that you can look up these resources.
Yes, yeah, that's a great idea. I didn't even think of the libraries. And I know you and Davis would go to the library periodically. And so that's a great resource. So thanks for bringing that up, Dad. That was a good one. Well, what we were originally going to talk about today is November 10th. It is the Marine Corps birthday. And this is the 237th year for the Marine Corps, which is no one has been around that long. They'd be really old, but you were a Marine, and I know that we always think about, you know, November 10th and all. And
the Marines are actually older than America itself.
Yes,
because they were on the first boats, and they were actually based on the Royal Marines. Which were nobody to sneeze at.
Yes, you know, and now, too, the Royal Marines, our Marine Corps, and the Australian version is the same thing. All you guys, you know, like minds, you know, there's a reason why, you know, the Marine Corps is usually the first the president sends them in, other than other weird political reasons we won't get into. But, no, you're absolutely right. And I'm not 100% sure, but I know the Navy and the Army, the birthdays – because, you know, we had the war, you know, when we told England to go away, the King of England, and we didn't have much of a Navy at that time. So it kind of went away and then it came back. And I mean, I was in a Navy. I know, you know, how long the Navy's been around. We just had a Navy birthday not too long ago. But the Marine Corps, it's a little easier. We know it started November 10th. And we know today is, you know, 237 years later. There's no break. Now, and a little interesting fact is it was in Toon Tavern. So the Marine Corps was established in a bar.
Well, of course.
And which just makes perfect sense. You know, if you know Marines and all, it makes perfect sense. But on the Navy side, our theme song has Drink to the Foam, the rum, because that was what was on the boats, because the water would go bad.
Oh, bad. Yeah, real quick.
And then you're just going to get sick and have all kinds of dysentery or whatnot from that. So why not take a boat full of rum with you? And, you know, hey, you know, we missed port by a few miles, but it's all good.
Hey, Marines walk real good. a little bit to throw in for my daughter-in-law, Aileen.
Mm-hmm.
The Marine Corps in 1917 enlisted women as telephone operators. They actually got them from Ma Bell. And after the war, the Army said that the women they had were contract workers. The Marine Corps and the Navy said, no, the women we had are Marines. And they got the same exit bonuses. They mm-hmm. got the same VA privileges as the men.
That's pretty cool, you know, because the We know our history, and it's no secret. In fact, one of the scout mothers I was talking to the other night, she was asking me what a yeoman was in the Navy, and I told her, and it was easier for me to. It's like a scribe in the Marine Corps or in the Army. She understood what that meant, and she said that she knew somebody, a female Marine, and she was always considered herself a secretary. And I thought, well, that has to be a generational thing, because we don't have a job that's called secretary, other than the Secretary of Defense, Secretary of the Navy and whatnot. But we don't have a billet that, you know, you come in and on your shoulder, you're going to have a it says secretary.
No.
It would say yeoman or in the Navy or I don't, even in the Marine Corps, you may have a job that is a scribe, but you don't. You know, it's not a secretary, and I'm glad that we've moved past a lot of that. And that's, Aileen, we need to tell Aileen that, because she would really like that.
Yeah, in the Marine Corps, they were always designated WM, Woman Marine.
Which we can't say anymore. We can. It's not like a bolt of lightning is going to come out of the sky and hit me. But at some point, a Marine is a Marine is a Marine.
And always a Marine.
Once a Marine, always a Marine. You know, I got my buddy Kyle. He's been out for a handful of years. He's a Marine. He will always be a Marine. You will be. All my Marines back in Massachusetts and all. Once a Marine, always a Marine. So, but that's pretty neat about that. There's the Navy and the Marine Corps leading the way again. And also, I 237 years is a long, long time.
That's a lot of history.
That's a lot of history. Now, America in and of itself is not very old compared to, you know, England, Wales, you know, anywhere like that, France, you know, any of the European countries. You know, there's, you know, the Queen and that family go all the way back to 1518, 1512, something like that, you know. So we don't have that kind of history, but our small history that we have, every bit of it is important and every bit of it is recorded. To where a lot of that history from Europe, Northern Africa, Asia, a lot of that history has been lost to history. It wasn't written down or it wasn't accounted, which has led to a lot of the stories, you know, that people tell, or the myths, if you will. We always say those myths, those different stories, there's a grain of truth in there somewhere. And that's what we've got all these scholars all over the world, the, you know, big brains, PhDs and all. And they're the ones that go through what is myth, what is just story, and this is the truth. You know, this is what happened in Rome and such time and all.
And the Dark Ages, when you study it, wasn't as quite as dark and as brutal as people thought it was. I mean, it was nasty compared to today's life. But there's a lot of history that people was just lost after the fall of Rome and their type of bookkeeping. It didn't start again for 400 years.
Yes, and medicine, for me, you know, that side, medicine is really close and all. So with the Marine Corps, I was proud to serve with the Marines, 1st Battalion, 5th Marine, Charlie Company. I'll never forget it. I know, you know, I still have contact with a handful of those guys. And I'm glad that I got to serve in that and be part of that little bit of a history. But at the end of the day, I am Navy. I was a Navy corpsman. And I will never say that I was a Marine. I served with the Marine Corps, but I did not go through Marine Corps boot camp. I went through Navy boot camp. That was hard enough. I sure as heck didn't want to go through the Marine Corps. But I did work down at MCRD, you know, Marine Corps Recruit Depot in San Diego. And I worked on the gauntlet giving the shots, and I got to see that for, you know, a short period of time and what they were going through. So, you know, I'm glad I got to be a little part of the Marine Corps history and
we'll give you half a Marine.
I wasn't really a Marine, and I went to Navy boot camp, but I wasn't really a sailor either. So, like I said, the most time I spent on a ship was one night on the USS Hornet, and that's a museum. So I think we're going to head out to a commercial again right now, and we come back. We have a couple of other stories that we want to talk about, and thank you for listening.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Attention all hands.
Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know, nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167. Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Cause freedom makes so free when you breathe red and white and blue. I'm giving all of myself. How about you?
Welcome back to Manning the Watch. There's a little bit of a different song there from Kid Rock for you. So trying to keep up with a little bit of the patriotic sounding today. One of the things that, first off, before I get too far down the road here, I want to thank Wendy over at Trendy's again. I got to go over there and eat again, and, I didn't give the address last week when we were on. It is 1730 Gold Street, and they are on Yelp, and I don't know how all that works. I'm at that into, you know, the stars and all. But they have 4.4 4.7, 4.9 stars on it, and everything I was looking up is nothing but people liking it. They are closed on Saturday, so we can't go over there today, Dad. Maybe tomorrow we might sneak up there. They are open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Sundays, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. She did say, though, on Sundays, be prepared to wait, because they make everything, you know, from scratch when you order it. So there's not a lot of things that are done ahead of time. You know, they are family operated, and they do take pride in what they make. And I like that. And they're nice. They say hi to you when you come in, and they don't have a huge staff. So there's a lot of movement, but when they have enough time to say hi to you and be respectful and all, I will reciprocate that back. And again, I will say the sweet potato medallions, you got to try them. You got to try them. If you're diabetic, don't even smell them, you know. But if you can eat them, because they put some sugar and stuff on there, it is worth it. And that's what I stopped in and just got a bowl of those, and I was out the door and happy, you know.
Yeah, well, Mom will like those.
Yes, yes. One of these afternoons we'll all come up, you know, and do that. Back to some of the things that I wanted to talk about originally for today's show. You know, the parade is going on up there in Shasta Lake City. It's probably, I think it kicked off at 10 o'clock, so they're probably a half hour, 35 minutes into that and all. I know this year Frank had said they were going to try to group all of the vets together to walk as one major group instead of, you know, dividing up, you know, in between all the hot rods, you know, and all this and that. So I hope it's all turning out well. We know that Aileen's up there with the Cub Scouts, and our friend Carrie is up there with her husband as well. Rob is an Air Force vet. So thank you for your service, Rob. And also, I hope everybody's doing well up there and trying to get some kind of enjoyment out of yet, you know, another, you know, catastrophe that we're going through right now. On my list of things that I wanted to talk about today, which is kind of dear to me, is when you get out of the service, you can go to the VA, go to your local veteran service officer. You know, every county has one, and you can file for your claim, your medical record, your DD-214, your discharge paperwork and whatnot. And they can kind of go through there and they can file a claim for you. If you had an owie of some kind, you know, guys, especially the Marines and the Army guys, all the
knees,
the running,
and ankles,
the knees and ankles, the hips, the lower back, any of the branches that you're shooting, you know, our ears are ringing. You know, they always say, oh, wear ear protection. Well, it's kind of hard to wear your ear protection when you're also trying to listen for a gunny to tell you to cease fire. So there's this weird trade-off. You know, guys are, you know, the folks are getting some percentages for their hearing loss and whatever the reason, millions and millions of reasons, guys, men and women apply every day, and that's something that we're due. You file for that, and you know, sometimes it comes back quickly, sometimes it comes back, it's a long wait. And like Aileen had said, if something happened to you, particularly, Dad, when you were in Vietnam in the late 60s, and a peer of yours right now is trying to file that claim, it's going to take longer because, first off, you have to prove that happened. And it's hard to say that your knees have been hurting you for the last 45 years, 50 years, but you never complained about it before, and now you are. So if there's a little skepticism from the VA side, I don't know if that's built in, you know, into the process, but it is a little harder to prove than someone who got out 6 months ago and, you know, it has knee issues or lower back issues or whatnot. It's a little easier to prove that.
And like you're saying, one of the big things is hearing or ringing in the ears from
the tinnitus with the ringing. Yeah, well, I think most of us have that.
Yeah. And remember, guys, it doesn't matter if you don't have absolutely nothing wrong with you. You came out in perfect shape. Go sign up at the VA.
Yes.
Go do it, because there's always things
that they can tell you that I wouldn't think of.
Yes, and I've been doing this for a number of years, and new stuff pops up all the time or something that I didn't know. And I think Aileen had said last week, a 0% is different than no percentage at all. If you never go and you never get any percentage or even a checkup or anything, then there's really hard to prove things that happen later on. But a 0% is different. You're still eligible for certain things. Now, there's an endless line of rules, which I always say, I'm not the expert in that. Go to the County Veterans Service Office, whatever county you're in. You can Google it. You can, you know, look it up and make an appointment and go in, and they can sit down with you and go over all of those rules. There's, you know, a friend of mine down in the Chico area, Uncle Bubba, he was Vietnam era, but he wasn't in Vietnam. And I believe he was in the Air Force at that time. So, you know, he didn't retire. He didn't get hurt while he was in. So there's some really delicate rules on there. And I'm not the one who's going to say what a person is eligible for or not. But with all of that, why I bring all of this up is it feels to me that in the last maybe 4 or 5 years, the VA is cracking down a little bit more on that. I don't want to say frivolous because that's not the right word. I don't think anyone who – it's never frivolous to go and at least get checked up. It's free. It's free for us to at least get checked up. Let them look at that knee. Let them look – check your hearing, check your sight, you know, those owies, as I say, you know, let a professional doctor, nursing staff, make those decisions and all.
I think one of the problems is the same problem we had when I got out. There are so many veterans getting out and rotating yes. out of the service that it's really hard for the VA to keep up.
Oh yes, and I don't blame the VA on that. Now we know there's stories out there of vets dying waiting for treatment, and I wasn't part of that, and that was in Texas or somewhere, Arizona, and I don't know the details on that, but I know how long it takes me to get seen here in the Reading Clinic. You're right. It is, they're understaffed. Just like a lot of businesses, they're understaffed, just finding people to fill those billets and all that can do the work. It's hard. It's a hard job, and it's not a job that I want to do. And I've been part of that, and I don't want to do. But what I wanted to bring up, something that popped up on Marine Corps Times, or I'm sorry, Military Times, something like that. It pops up on my Facebook. And one of the stories that popped up on there was New York veteran faces 5 years in prison for lying about PTSD to collect VA benefits. Now, the story's kind of long. It does give names, and I'm not going to go into names. It, for the most part, it says on here, lying paid off for one New York veteran who falsified receiving more than $92,000. $92,000 is a big chunk of money in VA benefits. Now, that may be a monthly percentage plus any services that he got too. So that it doesn't break down what that $92,000 consisted of, but it does say here he now faces 5 years in prison. Now, that same article kind of bleeds into some other folks as well, but then it goes back to this gentleman, and he says, and this is why I wanted to read it, that this young man, he applied for VA benefits in 2011, claiming that he had post-traumatic stress disorder, which would make him eligible for disability. I know a lot of guys that get that and that deserve that because they are suffering from anything and all, and that's what it's there for. So we're going to take a quick break here in just a few seconds. And when we come back, I want to talk about why he was filing for that and what the result was, because I think the VA did this very, very well. And then there's a couple other things, and then we'll probably be wrapping up the show about that time as well. So thank you for listening and enjoy the commercial.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you. From everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
How about that Marine Corps hymn there, huh? That's pretty impressive. I can listen to that a few times.
My favorite song.
I'm sure Mr. Carl Bott would like that as well.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Jared, for playing that for us. That's impressive. You put a smile on these two old vets' face over here. Just to wrap up what we were talking about a minute ago, I want to bring this up. This young man had applied for the VA. Oh, well, not applied. He actually was receiving benefits for PTSD as a result of witnessing two fellow soldiers commit suicide while he was deployed in Kuwait. I got a couple things I want to say about that. First off, it says he was in Kuwait. It does not say he was in Iraq, and it does not say he was in Afghanistan. So he was not over the line. He never went over the line into Iraq. Nothing wrong with if you were just stationed in Kuwait over there. A lot of men and women running those army camps over there are keeping a lot of supplies going into Iraq and doing an amazing job, because I will never eat an MRE again in my life, but when I was hungry and I needed one, there was always one somewhere to be found. But this young man was in Kuwait. It states that one of the suicides took place while he was in the Army Reserve in 2004 and 2005. So that would have been, I was over there in that time. That was either my second or third time over there. The Department of Veterans Affairs said he lied about being present for either suicide, lied about observing either suicide or either suicide, lied about being involved in the investigation of either suicide, and in one case, he was not even in the same country when the suicide happened. Then it kind of rounds off on the bottom here. It says, in fact, he was incarcerated in federal prison for bank fraud when he made his first VA claim. I'm not even sure how that even happens. But he continued to use this lie as a foundation for his plea for benefits back in 2011 and again in 2014. So I'm not even sure how that would even happen. If he was in federal prison, this the whole story. And it's hard for the VA to – they're getting a claim, claims being submitted to them. There's tens of thousands of claims being submitted. They've got stacks and stacks of that stuff, you know, wherever they do that in our great country here. And it would be virtually impossible to do an in-depth investigation on all of them.
Yeah, because you just get an address. They wouldn't say federal prison and such.
Yes.
It would just be.
And in all of those details there, they did eventually catch it. And, you know, somebody did the background. Now, it doesn't say if somebody called them and said, hey, this guy is lying about that or whatnot. What's important is they did catch it. This article goes on to talk about a handful of other ones, and they are starting to catch these. And when I was working for VRC, we've seen a lot of those type of things come up that you would question it, but it was not my job to question those. If a homeless vet comes in, it was our job to service that veteran the best that we could and however our funding is at that particular time. It's not our job to investigate these things and go on. But it's nice to see that the VA is investigating, and there's a handful of these that was in the military times that is being shown. They are starting to circle back around and check some of these things out.
Yeah, that's when you get people start auditing things. You know, that's when you catch them.
And, you know, honor among thieves is no such a thing. So, you know, if there's jealousy of one guy is getting this money and he's probably bragging about it to his buddies, one of those buddies is going to, hey, I got denied. I'm going to call and I'm, you know.
Yeah, I'll fix you.
Fix you, exactly. Yeah. So now he is probably going to go back to federal prison and get to spend out some more time there. Probably trying to figure out another way to scam another system, because bank fraud and VA benefits fraud and whatnot. So it doesn't sound like we're dealing with the cream of the crop there, if you will.
No, it sounds like this guy belongs in Leavenworth.
Let's see if we can keep him a little longer this time. So I know the show's going to be wrapping up here in a couple of minutes. And I would, you know, that article was talking about, you know, him witnessing a couple of suicides. That was active duty. We know here in the civilian world, we have 22 vets a day committing suicide. And it's something that we need to keep in the forefront of our minds, because that is not something that should be happening.
And, no, these guys need help.
Any of these folks that are doing that are listening, there's always a phone call away. There's always go to another vet's house. If another vet tells you to go away that you're feeling suicide, there's other problems going on there as well. I would never turn away. Anytime any of the guys that I know, they call, and if they just want to talk, they want to talk for a reason. That word may never get brought up or anything, but they may just want to talk about how the day went, you know. That's when things start happening. And when someone does take that moment to reach out, remember to reach back, you know, and say, hey, how you doing today, you know?
Yeah, for you older guys like me, mm-hmm. you know, you see these guys and you can see them that, you know, the way they act, the way they walk, the way they talk. Don't wait for them to come asking you for help.
Yeah.
You ask them if they need help. We've been through this.
Yes.
We know how tough it is.
And most of us, you know, today, we know the signs. When people pull themselves away from any activities, you know, things that they used to like to do and they don't do anymore, barring, you know, new girlfriend or anything and lifestyle changing in that way, you know, always say hi. You know, it doesn't take anything to say hi. It doesn't take anything to shoot a text to somebody and say, hey, man, what's going on today? You know, did you catch a football game? Tomorrow's Sunday in America, football. It's all that we'll be talking about. Did you catch that Niners game? For me, did you catch the Raiders losing again? You know, anything like that. So I don't want to forget that. And I know that's something that Aileen is very passionate about, too. So that will get brought up more. And hopefully we can have some people come in the future and that are more professional on that and can give us some more details or what to look for or whatnot. Most of the time we do, we're going to do spotlighting a veteran. And I had somebody already on the list, but I took that person off. I wanted to talk about my first sergeant. When I was, before I got out and all, my first sergeant, Luke Converse, he was actually POW during the Gulf War. He was in the embassy when the embassy got ran over during the initial Gulf War way back in, I guess it feels like it was 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, 90, 91, 92, so I forget when the embassy actually went down. But when he became our first sergeant and he was in his dress blues when he came on board, I happened to be on duty, and I got to see his medals, his ribbons. And I asked him, one particular one, I didn't know what it was, and he said he was a POW. Well, POW, you don't expect someone from the modern time to be a POW. You expect you guys, Vietnam, Korea, World War II. But to meet somebody like that and then to hear his stories over the time, the couple of years that I got to serve with him, was pretty cool. And it's just an amazingly humble, intelligent human being. And he's one of the few guys that I keep in contact with. He's a wonderful family, and I know he's doing well. That to me is just that. I just want to bring that up. I mean, he was a POW in modern times. So there's only a handful of guys walking around with those ribbons on and on. It's like, holy moly.
Yeah, you see these old first sergeants, and they're walking around with fruit salad from the shoulder blade to the belly, you know?
Yes. I have four rows plus two, and sometimes I walk, you know, see these guys, I'm like, whoa, I feel, you know, underdressed here.
Yeah,
here.
A little wimpy here.
Yeah,
you know
so, but I'm proud of what I did, and I was proud to serve with first sergeant and all of my Marines, you know, from Sergeant Gennetti to Oda and Alcatan, all of those guys, Banville, Grimm, I mean, those are the guys I lived with in the barracks. Those are the guys that protected me over, you know, when we were over in Iraq, you know, and all. And so I was glad to serve with them.
Yeah, and most Marines know there are two guys you protect, the doc and the cook.
Yes. Yes. Well, I remember you telling me to never get out of doing PT. If you PT with your Marines, you become part of them. And I also remember you telling me that the get to know the supply guys. I never had issue of getting AA batteries, you know. So, you know, that's the end of the show. Something I learned today is what you said about the ladies that were doing the phone services. They got to become part of the Marine Corps or the Navy and whatnot. So I didn't know that. And thank you for bringing that up. And I know we're about ready to wrap up right now. Again, I want to thank Trendies. Wendy over there is amazing. Her mother, they're amazing folks. She's working with a broken arm. I don't know why she still won't slow down and take that off. But we will go ahead and get the show wrapped up here in a minute. I am going to hand the watch back over to anybody who's listening. And you guys have a good Veterans Day tomorrow. We're going to observe it on Monday. So Monday's a holiday. Take advantage of the day off. Thank you very much.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.